Good morning, everyone. Oh, good afternoon. I'm sorry. It's morning here in Australia. 8:30 in the morning here on Saturday morning. But of course, it's 2:00 in the afternoon Pacific where you are. We have a gorgeous spring day outside here in Australia. Not a cloud in the sky, not a breath of wind, just beautiful looking outside. Like I say, it's only 8:30 in the morning, so it'll get better and better as the day goes on. So there we go. Okay, we are going to be continuing with our look at George W. Bush this morning. We did part one last week. We're going to do part two this week. And I'll probably move on to President Obama next week. And we'll have a look at some of his favorites, best reversals. In the second hour today, I have a guest, reverse speech analyst Debbie Fitzgerald from Melbourne, Australia, who's almost through her practitioner's course, and she's also started taking the trainer's course. So she's sent me lots of reversals to use, so there we go. So that'll be good to have her on the second hour. Training class has started. It started last weekend, so we have 19 students in this class, which is great. I'm really pleased about that. I wanted 20, so I got 19. So there we go. One short, but that's great. So so the field of reverse speech is starting to grow and expand as we get more and more people out there. I've got about a half a dozen in the current practitioner course, which is the level 3 training, which teaches metaphors, restructuring, and hypnosis, and how to change behavior and personality. And we've got about half a dozen students in that class. I'll be graduating in a couple of months. So it's all looking very good. We're going to have more people out in the field practicing and doing reverse speech, and we'll bring you all of these new analysts and practitioners on the radio show to interview them. So that's what this show is all about. It's all about reverse speech. And although I do occasionally have some guests on other topics, but mainly about reverse speech. So well, there we go. All right, so let's go and have a look at George W. Bush. And we started looking at him last week. And I went through my computer looking for George W. Bush reversals and found, I think it was roughly about 150 of them. So there was quite a few. And I think we finished off with go back to this one here. Okay, so here we have George W. Bush, the best of. So here we go.
There are times to get all this done, and we look forward to working with the members of Congress to get it done. I'll answer a couple of questions starting with Fournier of the AP.
And this one says, "Choke the blankers now." Quite clear. I'm sure you would agree with that. So that's what he thinks about working with the Senate. I look forward to working with the Senate and choke the blankers now. Well, here we have one of these weird space reversals that appear occasionally on presidents. So here we go.
They've broken up a death squad that had terrorized hundreds of residents in a Baghdad neighborhood.
And here he says, did it outside the planet orbit.
Did it outside the planet orbit.
Did it outside the planet orbit. Did it outside the planet orbit.
So what he means by did it outside the planet orbit, I have absolutely no idea what that means. But we've had reversals like this occasionally on the presidential candidates. Okay, here we have George W. Bush again.
I have been counting on the Russian support to send a clear message to the Iranians, and that support, and that message is a strong message, and hopefully we'll be able to convince the regime that we have no problems with the people in Iran, but we do have a problem with the regime that is in defiance of international norm.
And this one says, dope the Senate.
Dope the Senate.
Dope the Senate.
What does he mean by dope the Senate? I'm not too sure, but there you go. Make of that what you will, I guess. Incidentally, if you want to call in and speak to me, the toll-free number in the United States is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Always enjoy getting your calls, so if you want to call in and say something, please do so. All right, next reversal.
In other words, U.S. farmers and small business owners and manufacturers have found markets overseas for our products.
And here he says he's supposed to come.
He is supposed to come.
Of course, we don't know who he is or what the context is on that one, so that makes it a little bit difficult to put an interpretation on it. Oh, here's a funny one. We had a funny one about McDonald's last week, if you remember. Here's one of a similar nature.
That's what you'd expect when their economy is strong and resilient and flexible. People are working, the unemployment rate is down, wages are increasing.
And here he says, let's deal with Oprah.
And
let's deal with Oprah. And that's, we played the reversal last week. You'll see McDonald's here. Let's run that one again.
The progress we and our friends and allies seek in the broader Middle East will not come easily. You'll see McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, here it is. You'll see McDonald's.
You'll see McDonald's.
You'll see McDonald's. You'll see McDonald's.
So the progress in the Middle East will lead to Oprah and McDonald's. How about that, hey? All right, next one along.
I've asked the Secretary of Health and Human Services to work with Congress to take existing federal funds and use them to create affordable choices grants.
And this one says, get this Iraq, you'll blow it.
Get this Iraq, you'll blow it.
Get this Iraq, you'll blow it. Get this Iraq, you'll blow it.
Okay, well, I guess Iraq did get blown, didn't it? Because ISIS grew up out of the ashes of Iraq. So I don't know. Oh, here we have another planet reversal. Oh my, look at this one. Here we go.
To demoralize free nations, to drive us out of the Middle East, to spread an empire of fear across that region. And
here it says, grief for our planet.
Grief for a minute.
Wow.
Grief for a minute.
Gee, that one's clear, isn't it? Let's run the thoughts again on this.
To demoralize free nations. To drive us out of the Middle East. To spread an empire of fear across that region.
And grief for our planet.
Grief for a minute.
Grief for a minute. Grief for a minute.
Huh, I'll be bothered. Well, I don't know. It's pretty much a predictive reversal, isn't it? Because that is indeed what has happened with the rise of ISIS. So we're seeing a future tense prediction here. All right, here's another one on George Bush.
In the past year, Americans have witnessed the courage of our guardsmen and women at home and abroad.
And this one says, "Inside, I'm a jerk." Huh. I'll be bothered. Well, there we go. You can't deny that one, sir, can you? Here, let's run the forwards again.
In the past year, Americans have witnessed the courage of our guardsmen and women at home and abroad.
And inside, I'm a jerk. Well, I guess he is a bit of a jerk, according to him, anyway. Don't know what to tell you on that one. All right, okay. Next one along, here we go.
But let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Congress has all the right in the world to fund. That's their main involvement in this war, which is to provide funds for our troops.
And here he says, Iraq has no answer.
Iraq, yes, no answer.
Yep, Iraq has no answer. Or answer in the American accent. Here it is again.
Iraq, yes, no answer.
There we go. Iraq has no answer. Well, considering all the reversals he has about failure in Iraq, these really are a prediction of what is to come. because ISIS grew out of the ashes of Iraq. And this is about our third or fourth reversal we've got now about disaster in Iraq. Okay, here's the next one.
Two members of the Congress have kindly showed up today. I'm proud they're both here. Iraq, it was remembered.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Iraq, it was remembered.
This is Iraq, it was remembered.
Iraq, it was remembered.
Iraq, it was remembered. Iraq, it was remembered.
Okay, Iraq, it was remembered. Whatever he means by that. Here, let's run the forwards again. That may give us some clues.
Two members of the Congress have kindly showed up today. I'm proud they're both here.
Okay, Iraq, it was remembered.
Iraq, it was remembered.
Iraq, it was remembered. Iraq, it was remembered.
Yeah, there it is. Not too sure exactly what it means, but anyway, there you go. Okay, so the next reversal down is this one here. Here we go. This is George Bush in Ireland.
No doubt in my mind, President Chirac would like to see a free and democratic and whole Iraq emerge. And same in Afghanistan. They've been very helpful in Afghanistan.
And this is, and they plan a mess?
And they plan a mess.
Wow.
And they plan a mess. And they plan a mess.
All right, and they plan a mess, talking about Afghanistan. Hey, let's run the forwards again.
No doubt in my mind, President Chirac would like to see a free and democratic and whole Iraq emerge. And same in Afghanistan. They've been very helpful in Afghanistan.
And then they plan a mess.
And they plan a mess.
And they plan a mess. And they plan a mess.
Okay, all right. So, let's have a look at the next one down. Here we go.
Let me say one other thing about America that your viewers must know.
And this one says, find some cerebral shit.
Find some cerebral shit.
Huh.
Find some cerebral shit. Find some cerebral shit.
Well, there you go. Make of that one what you will. I'm going to have to put these reversals up on YouTube. So watch YouTube over the next day or two. I'll try and make a YouTube video, the best of George Bush, sometime in the next day. So put them on YouTube to join all my other videos on YouTube. All right, here we have it again. Next reversal.
But I get great sustenance from my personal relationship. That doesn't make me think I'm a better person than you are, by the way. Because one of the great admonitions in the good book is, don't try to take a speck out of your eye if I got a log in my own.
And this reversal says, I am the goal.
Boy, I'm the goal.
Boy, I'm the goal. Boy, I'm the goal.
Yeah, nice and clear. Confidence. He sees himself as setting the goals. That's how I would interpret that. All right, next one along.
Not only are we working hard to promote security and peace, we're also working to eradicate famine and disease.
And here he says, let me go with sorrow.
Let me go with sorrow.
Let me go with sorrow. Let me go with sorrow.
Huh, I wonder what he means by let me go with sorrow. Well, I guess it's the general theme we're getting through his presidency and looking at the reversals. He's fairly strong and congruent, but is really planning some mess and chaos, particularly in Iraq. Anyway, next one along.
He said, the United Nations said, disarm or face serious consequences. That's what the United Nations said.
And this one says, now need professors.
Now need professors.
Huh.
Now need professors.
I guess he needs some intellectual help. I would interpret that. Here, let's run the forwards again.
He said, the United Nations said, disarm or face serious consequences. That's what the United Nations said.
And now need professors.
Now need professors.
Now need professors. Now need professors.
Well, I guess he needs some professors. I don't know. How else would you interpret that? All right, next one along. Here we go.
But we help people, and we've helped the Irish, and we'll continue to do so. We've got a good relationship with Ireland.
And he says, this charade, why do it?
The charade, why do it?
The charade, why do it?
Well, that's a bit of an inconcurrent reversal when he says that we've got good relations with Ireland. Here we go.
But we help people, and we've helped the Irish, and we'll continue to do so. We've got a good relationship with Ireland.
Good relationship with Ireland, and back with this charade, why do it? Which is a direct contradictory reversal. There we go. Okay. All right. Bit of an incongruity there. And, oh, here we have a reversal that's best suited for Halloween.
It was set in Saigon, and the main character was a young government agent named Alden Pyle. He was a symbol of American purpose and patriotism and dangerous naivete. Another character describes Alden this way: I never knew a man who had better motives for all the trouble he caused. After America entered the Vietnam War, the Graham Greene argument gathers some steam.
And this one says, I've seen Dracula. Well, that's the first time I've ever heard Dracula in reverse speech. Wow, here it is again. Should have played that on Halloween, shouldn't have I? That would have been the best place for it. Alright, next one along.
We uncovered an Al-Qaeda cell developing anthrax to be used in attacks against America. Just last August, British authorities uncovered a plot to blow up passenger planes bound for America over the Atlantic Ocean.
And this one says, Lang, your beloved voice.
Lang, your beloved voice.
Lang, your beloved voice. Lang, your beloved voice.
It could actually be beloved vice, actually. Let's play it again. Lang, your beloved voice, or Lang, your beloved vice.
Lang, your beloved voice.
Lang, your beloved voice. Lang, your beloved voice.
Yeah, I think it's voice, but that's a tough call. Some reversals are tough to call. You play it over and over again, and you can't hear which way it should be heard. All right, here we have another one.
I work with Congress. I listen to Congress. Congress has got all the right to appropriate money. But the idea of telling our military how to conduct operations, for example, or how to, you know, deal with troop strength I don't think it makes sense.
And here he says, my God, look what I hear. My God, look what I hear. He has got a little bit of a strange tonal glitch to it, the word here. Let's run it again. Okay, so what is he hearing? I don't know. Oh, here we have another one on George Bush. I like this one.
For America, this is a nightmare scenario. For the enemy, this is the objective. Chaos is the greatest ally, their greatest ally in this struggle. And out of chaos in Iraq would emerge an emboldened enemy with new safe havens, new recruits, new resources, and an even greater determination to harm America.
And this one says, our lies are no good now.
Our lives are no good now.
So what does he mean by our lives are no good now? The lies that there were WMDs in Iraq? Let's run the forwards again, see if we can work it out.
For America, this is a nightmare scenario. For the enemy, this is the objective. Chaos is the greatest ally, their greatest ally in this struggle. And out of chaos in Iraq would emerge an emboldened enemy with new safe havens, new recruits, new resources, and an even greater determination to harm America.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, fair enough. He's talking about Iraq. It's gotta be the spin that he gave us on Iraq, WMDs and all that type of stuff. And so our lies are no good now. Makes sense.
Our lives are no good now.
Our lives are no good now. allies and you're good now.
Yeah, that does make sense. Wow. Well, you can see the chaos in Iraq in the George Bush's reversals, in all the reversals we've played on Iraq. Really interesting stuff. Okay. All right, next one along.
And the statistics bear that out. Chicago area businesses have added over more than 74,000 new jobs over the past 2 years.
And here he says, rewarded our businesses.
Rewarded our businesses.
Huh.
Rewarded our businesses. Rewarded our businesses.
Yeah, well, there it is. It's all there. Rewarded our businesses. Okay. All right. Next one along. Here we go.
There's war fatigue in America. It's affecting our psychology. I've said this before. I understand that. It's an ugly war.
And this one says, see this phase, you lock us.
See this phase, you lock us.
See this phase, you lock us. See this phase, you lock us.
Yeah, lock us. See this phase, you lock us. I'm not totally sure. Let's run the Fords again, see if we can work it out.
There's war fatigue in America. It's affecting our psychology. I've said this before. I understand that.
Ah, yeah, this is the phase America's going to. It's locking us up. War fatigue.
In this phase,
you
lock
us.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Got to listen to the Ford, folks. That's going to give you the context for the reversals. Okay. Next one along.
It's been hard. I have received a lot of inspiration, however, from meeting with our troops who understand the stakes of this fight and meeting with their families.
Here he says, see this, yes, and answer no's.
See this, yes, and answer no's.
See this, yes, and answer no's. See this, yes, and answer no's.
Okay, folks, we're going to go to our break, so stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential. Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. We'll be right back. Okay, here we go. We're back. You're listening to the weekly Reverse Speech Show with your host, David John Oates. I've just been told my clips were a little bit low level earlier on, so I'm sorry about that. I've increased the levels a bit, and let's see how they sound now. So here's the next clip along.
Iraqis plan to hold provincial elections later this year, and these elections will be followed by national elections in 2009.
Okay, let's hopefully the volume on that clip is a little bit better. And the reversal says the deals are shallow. Okay, the deals are shallow. So there you go, make of that what you will. Let me get the toll-free number out again. I love getting your calls. You can call me on 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. All right, next clip along.
And they also understand that we can't let Al-Qaeda gain safe haven inside of Iraq.
And this reversal says, then the bear face and the N-word. Okay, well, not the first time we've heard George Bush use the N-word in reverse. We played one last week. I'll have to go back and find it. All right, here we have the next one on Bush.
The third phase was the tragic escalation of sectarian violence sparked by the bombing of the Golden Mosque in Samarra.
Oh, yeah, this one makes sense. You're talking about the rise of sectarian violence, and backwards, they bring a mob. Yeah, it speaks for itself, doesn't it? The rise of sectarian violence, they bring a mob. Makes total sense. All right. Oh, what's this one? Here we go. This is another planet reversal. Wow.
To demoralize free nations. To drive us out of the Middle East. To spread an empire of fear across that region.
And this reversal says that soft grief for our planet. View that soft grief for our planet. Wow. Wow. Let's play the Fords again on this one.
To demoralize free nations. To drive us out of the Middle East. To spread an empire of fear across that region.
Well, that's what ISIS is doing. That's exactly, this is another prelude to the rise of ISIS during George Bush's presidency. View that soft grief for our planet. Interesting stuff. Gee, I'm glad we did these George Bush reversals. Yeah, we're going to do Barack Obama next week. So who knows what we'll find in Obama's reversals. All right, here we have the next one.
That is up to the Iraqi people who now live in a democracy.
And here he says, we carry the president. Probably the president of Iraq. Does Iraq have a president or prime minister? I guess it's a president. This is what this would be referring to. Let's run it again forwards.
That is up to the Iraqi people who now live in a democracy.
And we carry the president. Yep, there we go. Okay. All right, where are we up to? Here we go. We are up to this one here. Here's Ford.
My attitude is we ought to defeat them there so we don't have to face them here, and that we ought to defeat their ideology with a more hopeful form of government.
And this reversal says, we draw you in that rim safe with values. Huh, interesting reversal. We draw you in that rim safe with values. A long one.
To draw you in the area, see if it's boundaries.
I'll be bothered.
To draw you in the area, see if it's boundaries. Australia and Macquarie, and the sheriff was bowing to us.
I wonder what the rim is. Rim of Nations? Let's run the forwards again.
So my attitude is we ought to defeat them there so we don't have to face them here, and that we ought to defeat their ideology with a more hopeful form of government.
Unsure what he's talking about. We draw you in that rim safe with values.
To draw you in that rim, the sheriff was bowing
to
us.
To draw you in that rim, the sheriff was bowing to us. To draw you in that rim, the sheriff was bowing to us.
Huh, interesting reversal. Long one, long one. They don't normally come that long. It's, they're normally short, sharp, and succinct. All right, next reversal along. Here we go.
We talked about nuclear security and made great strides in setting a foundation for future relations between the United States and Russia in dealing with nuclear security issues.
And this one says, we lead the show.
You're leading the show.
Yeah, confidence in his leadership. I guess that's what he's talking about. Let's run the forwards again.
We talked about nuclear security and made great strides in setting a foundation for future relations between the United States and Russia in dealing with nuclear security issues.
And we lead the show.
You're leading the show.
Huh, interesting reversals, aren't they, on Bush? I'm glad we've done these over the last couple of weeks. If you missed the first part of the George Bush reversals, go to my site, davidoates.com, and click on radio shows, and all my old shows are archived there. Not just my David Oates, not just the reverse speech show, but all my shows for the last 20 years. You've got thousands of hours of listening pleasure archived on davidoates.com. Well, not all my shows for 20 years, but certainly a lot of them are up there. Okay, here's the next one. Let us go.
You mean in this interim period? Yeah. I don't think Congress ought to be running the war. I think they ought to be funding our troops. I'm certainly interested in their opinion.
Okay, I think there's two reversals here. When they know, we bless Iraq.
When they know, we bless Iraq.
And then the next one is strong enough.
We're strong enough.
Well, he might have thought they were strong enough, but look at the major, huge mess. I mean, gee whiz, Iraq's just a disaster area. And you can see that prediction in these reversals over the last couple of weeks. So, alright, okay, here's another Iraq reversal.
I will explain the reasons for this veto and my desire to work with Congress to resolve this matter as quickly as possible.
And wished Iraq would go.
Wished Iraq would go.
Yep, there it is.
Wished Iraq would go.
Yep.
Wished Iraq would go.
Well, I don't know. Wished Iraq would go. What does he mean by that? Go away? He doesn't want to deal with it? Yeah, let's run the forwards again. That may give us some clues.
I will explain the reasons for this veto and my desire to work with Congress to resolve this matter as quickly as possible.
No, we don't know what he's talking about, Fords, but certainly Iraq is on his mind. Wished Iraq would go.
Wished Iraq would go.
Yep, there it is. It's all there. Okay, so next one along. Here we go.
It turns out Mike Hayden, I think you're quoting Mike Hayden there, was in this morning to give me his weekly briefing, and I asked him about that newspaper article from which you quote.
And this verse says, you feel your guilt.
If you're guilty.
Huh. Well, not guilt he's referring to. That's a bit of an obscure reversal, bit hard to put a meaning to that one. All right, next one along.
General Petraeus asked for a number of trips, he just got them a couple of weeks ago.
And this one says, your skill will blank them up.
Your skill will blank them up.
Wow.
Your skill will blank them up.
Huh.
Your skill will blank them up.
Wow, it's all there. Yeah, let's run it again.
Your skill will blank them up.
Your skill will blank them up. Yes, you will pick them up.
Which is probably a reference to General Petraeus, who, I know Donald Trump is talking to General Petraeus about being on his cabinet. Oh, now, someone heard this reversal as the previous one as you're filled with guilt. F-I-L-L-E-D. Let's run the previous one again.
You're filled with guilt.
Oh, yeah, you're filled with guilt. You're right. F-I-L-L-E-D.
You're filled with guilt.
Yeah.
You're filled with guilt. You're filled with guilt.
Yep, anyway, there we go. And here we have your skill will blank them up.
Your skill will blank them up.
Your skill will blank them up. Your skill will blank them up.
Yeah, there we go. Good old George Bush. He does have those little doozies in his reversals. All right, next one along.
I hear from teachers all the time about the lawsuits and the threats, respect in the classroom. Part of it's because you can't control the classroom. You can't have a consequence for somebody without fear of getting sued under federal law. So I'm going to ask the Congress to pass a Teacher Protection Act. So I believe in flexibility. I believe in a national reading initiative for local districts to access with K-2 diagnostic testing.
This one says, hear the Lord with self and feel the boss.
Hear the Lord with self and feel the boss.
Yep.
Hear the Lord himself and the real boss.
That's all there.
Hear the Lord himself and the real boss.
Yeah, he's just being strong and congruent, really. You know, he's a healthy self-image. He took in control. Oh, here's another N word in reverse. Here we go. Let's run this.
The three men who murdered James Byrd, guess what's going to happen to them? They're going to be put to death. A jury found him guilty.
And it says, hide the filthy N-word. Ooh, that's a bit aggressive, George W. Bush. And let's run the Fords again.
The three men who murdered James Byrd, guess what's going to happen to them? They're going to be put to death. A jury found him guilty.
And hide the filthy blank. Okay, a little bit aggressive. Oh, here we have a NASA reversal.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
And backwards he says, NASA's signature.
NASA's signature.
NASA's signature. NASA's signature.
I don't know what NASA's signature's got to do with Iraq. Maybe intelligence information. That's possible. Here we have a really strong reversal on George Bush. This is right after the Twin Towers, the 911.
I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice. We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them.
And this one says, skies see the limit with terror.
Skies see the limit with terror.
Skies see the limit with terror. Skies see the limit with terror.
So he's stating quite forcefully that there will be no more attacks from the skies. Skies see the limit with terror. So a very strong reversal. Let's run the forwards and the reverse again on this one.
I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice. We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them.
And backwards, skies see the limit with terror.
Skies see the limit with terror.
Skies see the limit with terror. Skies see the limit with terror.
Yep, that's certainly all there. All right, here we have another one.
You asked about promises. You were promised that Medicare would be reformed.
And backwards, somehow I'm a failure.
Somehow I'm a failure.
Huh.
Somehow I'm a failure.
Somehow I'm a failure.
Yeah, somehow I'm a failure.
Somehow I'm a failure. Somehow I'm a failure.
Somehow I'm a failure.
This has come out, I'm a failure.
Somehow I'm a failure.
Anyway, there you go. Come out, I'm a failure. And, oh, this is the last reversal. Gee, we've gotten through 150-odd reversals in the last 2 weeks. How about that? All right, here's the last one. You've got 10 minutes to call in and talk to me if you want to make a call. Toll-free number is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Always enjoy getting your calls. Here we go.
It's important for this nation to develop an anti-ballistic missile system that we can share with our allies in the Middle East if need be to keep the peace, to be able to say to the Saddam Husseins of the world.
This one says, yes, your mother said yes, little babe.
Yes, your mother said yes, and leave me. Yes, your mother said yes, and leave me. Yes, your mother said yes, and leave me.
I guess he got approval from his mother to do what he's doing.
Yes, your mother said yes and leave me. Yes, your mother said yes and leave me. Yes, your mother said yes and leave me.
Yeah, there's his mother, and here's his dad in reverse. We'll run this one again.
That an act of war was declared on the United States of America.
And backwards rule the planet, Dad. So there's his dad in reverse. So his dad is in reverse. His mum is in reverse. Didn't we have another reverse about dad as well? If I remember correctly, there was another reverse about dad. Yeah, here it is. Let's run this one.
Most of Iraq, Sunni and Shia want to live together in peace. And reducing the violence in Baghdad will help make reconciliation possible.
And this one says, I help dad.
I hope dad.
I hope dad. I hope dad.
Yeah, I help dad. So there you go. So, he's helping his father, who's now, gee, what has George Bush Sr. got to be? He's got to be in his mid-90s by now. Really getting up there. But I think the, probably some of the overwhelming theme with the George Bush reversals is Iraq. Iraq's all through the reversals. Of course, Iraq was very strong in the administration back in those days. And then we've got those two reversals, one against the Senate and one against the Congress. Here's the Senate reversal.
Today, the federal government Council of Economic Advisers released a report that estimates the bipartisan agreement reached this week can save 300,000 American jobs.
And so it says, Senate, they're all first-year losers.
Senate,
and then we've got the reversal about the Congress, which, if I can pull that one up real quick, now I can't see it. This is talking about the Congress. Here we go. Let's run this one.
There's time to get all this done, and we look forward to working with the members of Congress to get it done. I'll answer a couple of questions starting with Fournier of the AP.
And back with choke the blankers now.
Choke the blankers now. Choke the blankers now. Choke the blankers now.
So there we go. Nice compilation of George Bush. Let's have a look at some highlights. Here's let's see what he's talking about forwards here.
You've heard my strategy on dealing with Iraq. I've been very clear on the strategy all along, and tomorrow it looks like part of that strategy is coming to fruition.
And bring all the lies.
Bring all the lies.
Bring all the lies. Bring all the lies.
So there were some lies around Iraq that we weren't told about. And here we have lies again.
For America, this is a nightmare scenario. For the enemy, this is the objective. Chaos is the greatest ally, their greatest ally in this struggle. And out of chaos in Iraq would emerge an emboldened enemy with new safe havens, new recruits, new resources, and an even greater determination to harm America.
And this one says, our lies are no good now.
Our lies are no good now.
Our lies are no good now.
And so I think they're the only two reversals we've got about lies. Let's just scale through this really quick and see if we've got any more reversals about lies. Well, here's a reverse about a scam.
Congress has the opportunity to pass legislation that gives America the energy policy it needs, one that makes us less dependent on foreign oil and promotes conservation.
And here he says it sells a scam, they know.
It sells a scam, they know.
Okay, all right. Well, there we go. A little bit of dishonesty in his administration. Let's have a look and see what else we've got about scam or lies. They're the only two that I can see. I think that certainly there's a lot of reversals about predicting failure in Iraq. Some quite nasty reversals. Like, listen to this one.
September the 11th, 2001. We saw what a refuge for extremists on the other side of the world could bring to the streets of our own cities.
And here it says, we go with acid.
We go with acid.
And then we have another negative reversal.
One of those who fell, Corporal Jason Malillo, spoke to his parents 5 days before his death. Jason's father said he called us from the center of Baghdad, not to brag, but to tell us he loved us.
And backwards, may God burn us.
May God burn us. May God burn us. May God burn us.
See, that's almost a prediction. I mean, because may God burn us. Wow, that's certainly a negative reversal to be putting out for war. You don't want God to burn us, and you don't want to go with acid. There are two rather negative reversals. He obviously has a faith in God. Here's this reversal here.
We have got to show each other some love.
You've got to show each other some love. And backwards, you worship God.
You worship God.
Yeah, there we go. You worship God. So that's a nice congruent reversal. He was certainly strong on Iraq, even though the outcome was disastrous.
Initially, the terrorists may burrow deeper into caves and other entrenched hiding places. Our military action is also designed to clear the way for sustained, comprehensive, and relentless operations to drive them out and bring them to justice.
You know, he says, I am avowed. Yeah, certainly, he's certainly strong on, and he was certainly determined. I'd like to know exactly when Al-Qaeda finished and ISIS began. ISIS began under Obama's rule, didn't it? But I think we're seeing the first signs of it in George Bush's reversals. And then we've got some funny reversals, of course, like the McDonald's one.
The progress we and our friends and allies seek in the broader Middle East will not come easily.
And here we got, you'll see McDonald's. And then we have a reference to Oprah.
That's what you'd expect when their economy is strong and resilient and flexible. People are working, the unemployment rate is down, wages are increasing.
And this one says, let's deal with Oprah.
It's the air remote now.
Nice and clear. So McDonald's and Oprah, hey, the two big icons of America. Incidentally, go to my YouTube channel and look at some of the reversals of Oprah. They're a little bit concerning. Go and have a look, see what you think. And also go and have a look at Tony Robbins. He's a rather concerning too. So two of our big icons, both wealthy people in their own rights, and of course Oprah a lot more than Tony Robbins, of course, but both with negative reversals. So yeah, we'll have a look. Okay, all right, we are at the top of the hour. We're going to our break, and we'll be back right after this with reverse speech analyst, almost practitioner, Debbie Fitzgerald from Melbourne, Australia. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back, or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com. And enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com. Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule.
Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test after test. Allicin C is truly an incredible advance in natural medicine. And with the threats of bacterial and viral diseases and pandemics growing, no home should be without it. Learn more and order Allicin C on the New Earth page at Rents.com.
You've heard the ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website RoyalVelvetNow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at RoyalVelvetNow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Did you know the Earth's natural magnetic field has declined 90%, vanished over the last 4,000 years? We know that the human body repairs and rejuvenates itself during sleep, but without a normal negative polarity magnetic field around us, rejuvenation simply cannot happen properly. The ingenious Magnetico Sleep Pad restores the Earth's lost magnetic field, enabling us to sleep far better each night and regain maximum health. This negative polarity pad is so powerful, you place it under your